This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. Your calls, we've talked a lot about Ebola. Why don't you give people an update? I'm sort of taken back by all the attention that this is getting. I remember when we first started talking about it last March, how we said this would be isolated. It couldn't have been handled worse by any and all parties involved, not only us, but the World Health Organization, these countries. This thing should have been contained a long time ago.
You know, I'm not just saying this. You know, you know me, Doug. I tell you when I agree with you, when I don't agree with you. But I truly want to commend you because you were the first voice calling for a travel ban out of this area. And you did this early on. You didn't even take time to ponder it. That was your immediate response. And that's very impressive.
888. 553-7536. So let's go through the Ebola. There also has been somebody called about the enterovirus, the things that are carrying. You know, putting things into perspective and then the drama that's created around the news media and the handling of all of this stuff.
Let's talk about the facts.
Yeah.
This is what we know about Ebola. The World Health Organization made some predictions, which have been confirmed by several scientists here in America, that there are going to be 10,000 new cases a week by December if we continue the multiplication that's going on in Western Africa right now. And the fatality rate is estimated to be about 60-70% for this disease. That's why it's so concerning. There's no clear, safe, and effective treatment. Everything's experimental right now. There's no proven treatment. A vaccine is being tested at Walter Reed Medical Center. Just began this week. But we're probably a couple of years away at the soonest of having a vaccine. And I just remind people, I mentioned this before, that we still don't have a vaccine for AIDS, and efforts have been going on since the early 1980s to try and have one. This can become a chronic disease even if one survives. And this is something that I don't think is getting enough attention. People think, oh, you know, I'll get special care at Emory or in Nebraska and I'll be okay. But unfortunately, Ebola survivors do often develop certain chronic inflammatory or autoimmune conditions that can affect the joints throughout the body and also the eyes. When it goes to the eyes, we call this uveitis. It's an inflammatory condition, which can cause excess tearing, eye sensitivity, eye inflammation, and even blindness. These problems can follow a survivor throughout the remainder of their life. So this can become, for many survivors, a chronic lifelong illness. Three American cases confirm that we still do not know enough about this disease to be sure how to protect Americans. There's been the two nurses, and there's been this cameraman from NBC that went over there, and we still don't understand why the nurses in America taking care of the gentleman who came in from Western Africa, why either of these two nurses came down with Ebola, and we don't understand why the cameraman, the American cameraman from, I believe he's from Rhode Island, why he, visiting this area of the world, came down with Ebola. Humans make mistakes. Taking care of patients, the CDC themselves made a mistake. And that's why when you have something like this, problems are going to arise. The CDC gave out advice to one of the nurses that they could fly, and they wish they could take that advice back. So when you deal with something new in medicine that is really not well known what the answers are, you just have to err on the side of caution. And that's really the lesson from all of this. You know, people will think they know what's going on, but I'm telling you, so much about this Ebola virus is just not known, and we're trying to learn and figure it out as we go along. And that's the honest truth. The solution in my mind to dealing with this is just quarantining anyone who wants to leave this part of the world, Western Africa, for at least 21 days. And there's some speculation that the incubation period may be even longer than 21 days. And you want to get a worldwide effort to get into this area to try to contain, try to educate. And that is a huge effort that is needed, and America should not be the only country involved.
888-553-7536. Okay, let's move to the business of the enterovirus. What I started to say, though, I sort of want to underscore this again, and it becomes trite. A lot of people say the same things. In essence, what we have with the various predicaments we find ourselves facing in this country, 53,000 people have been gunned down violently in our country so far this year. How many people have been killed on the roads? 34,700 is the number I saw last week. How many people have died from flu-related causes? Tens of thousands. And yet we look at this now, and we focus on it because it scares everybody. Does it have the potential to be a plague? You'd like to think that at this day and time when there is so much resource available in terms of drugs or in terms of treatment that can be created, that we were able to somehow or other control this. But there are so many other things that are going on here that don't get any attention whatsoever. It's kind of pathetic. Actually, when you get right down to it, the whole thing is just pathetic.
But you know, it has some uniqueness. The flu affects millions of people, and you know, any death is horrible. But you have tens, hundreds of millions of people getting it, and you have tens of thousands of deaths. It has a tiny fraction. The death rate of flu is a minuscule fraction. It's just that so many millions of people get it, whereas the death rate in Ebola is 60-70%.
Right, and that's what gets to people as they think that through. That's what they get. That's what gets them.
And there's no real treatment. And it should. I mean, it, again, one case closed down a whole emergency room of a major Dallas hospital. Mm-hmm. And imagine if more occur. That is what the concern is. I'm more concerned that it overwhelms the health care and that other health care is not able to be provided.
All right. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show, or to me, Doug at DougStephan.com. Every weekend together for a couple of hours, heard all around the country and all around the world on lots of great sources, radio stations, the internet. And so if you are intrigued with medical information, the latest advice from a traditionally trained doctor who is someone who learns, as he says, by doing, and that's why they call it a practice. Because you are, you're practicing.
And that's what's going on with Ebola. Believe me, we're learning day by day because there's so much about it we truly don't know.
All right, let's focus on the best-selling supplement that we have ever discussed on this program. Dr. Ken and I have been together for years on the air. We've talked about a lot of different products. Heart Factors Plus, though, is the winner by far. More people order this when they listen to Ken describe its benefits. More people are paying attention. So why don't you extol the value and virtue? I know I've got gotten your attention when I say it's the number one selling supplement that we've ever discussed on the program. Ken did the research. He's a cardiologist, so that's why the information he passes along about Heart Factors Plus has so much relevance.
Let's flip that record over to the happy side now. Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Here's some good news. Heart Factors Plus works for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they say. Dennis, one of our listeners from New Jersey, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I'm very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Susan, another listener from Maryland, she says after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great. Plus, he does not have any side effects. He's on the fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also helps keep your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow can also boost libido and sexual function, because a lot of performance in that area is just having good circulation.
All right, so Heart Factors Plus, you hear Dr. Ken talk about it. Let's get you to do something about it. Now's the time. There are operators always standing by at 800-621-6313. Boosting nitric oxide levels affects your blood pressure, gets muscles going because the blood's getting into the muscles if you're working out. Good for them. Good for your brain. You need to get all the blood into your brain that you can to make sure that it stays healthy for the entire balance of your life. 800-621-6313. Try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. And by the way, if you mention Dr. Ken, the deal now is you get a free bottle with your order, as you mentioned, Dr. Ken. And maybe you can ask him more questions if you have them about Heart Factors Plus. He'd be happy to help you out, obviously, because they want to sell you the product. 800-621-6313. Don't forget that number. Take some action now for your health and your heart and your well-being. 800-621-6313.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we have some lines open. If you'd like to ask me any question about yourself, spouse, kids, parents, grandparents, I'll share with you over 30 years of experience in healthcare. Besides Ebola, there's probably nothing in medicine I haven't seen myself, and I'd love to help you get to the next step. I'll answer any of your questions at 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free from anywhere in the America. 1-888-553-7536. No bill, hopefully no wait, and you'll get answers in easy to understand language. 1-888-553-7536. If you've been to the doctor and you're confused, if you're looking for a simpler approach, gentler and kinder, taking from both traditional and evidence-based alternative medicine, I'll help you get to the next step with hopefully the simplest, gentlest, kindest approach. And if they can't figure out what any of your signs or symptoms are due to, give me a chance. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536.
One of the things, I got an email that I was just looking at from a guy named James, who wanted to know why Western medicine looks down on Eastern medicine. Is this an oversight? Does it put people's health in jeopardy?
Well, I don't know if everybody does. You know, I think it all is a matter of what you're trained in, what you know. But I think there are some of us who blend and want to take the best of all worlds. But I think what's key is that there's evidence, that whatever it is safe and effective, and you don't base it on intuition. And good doctors are just open, because so often, if you study the history of medicine, using intuition turns out to be wrong. So I think, you know, the holistic physician who's open-minded is the ideal person. But again, you want to make sure that snake oil doesn't get out there and cause harm.
Snake oil is around. There's no question about it. Actually, I took some and it did me some good.
What were you trying to treat?
Remember we had that discussion about seeing the homeopathic guy gave me some snake oil pellets for my ulcer, and I think that they've helped me overcome it. You laughed as you are now. 888-55-DR-KEN, 21 after the hour.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
But I didn't learn to break your heart.
Now 23 past the hour. The Good Day Focus on Your Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. One of the things that came to my attention in the last couple of months was a product called Thermafor, T-H-E-R-M-A, the number 4, Thermafor. If you go to their website, thermafor.com, you can check out the product that they've put together. It's a very interesting way for you to treat sprains, strain, the pain that goes on if you have, like I've had a separated shoulder this summer to deal with and always have muscle pulls here and there. This works much better than dripping bags of peas or ice. It's messy, the hot towels that are messy. You roll away the pain of your strain and your muscle aches naturally with this revolutionary new hot-cold therapy roller called Thermafor. Thermafor, invented by one of the top sports doctors in the country. It will help you recover faster from your injuries. Not any hassle, not any muss, not any mess. It's used by players in professional sports, trainers in professional sports, endorsed by, for example, the NBA Trainers Association. And you can get it by going to thermafor.com. Look at all the information. Ken went to their website. He was amazed at all the info.
30-day money-back guarantee.
Yep. You can begin to alternate the problems that you've got with the sprain, the pain, and all that other stuff by getting directly to the problem and not making a mess out of it. So, roll away the pain. It does work. Thermafor. You want to get it at 50% off? Use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, 50 when you check out. So go to thermafor.com, their website, thermafor.com. Check out the product itself and then order it. You are going to get a 50% discount. Very cool. Thermafor at 50% off. Use the code Doug50. Order Thermafor at thermafor.com. Okay, so the enterovirus. We haven't really spent a lot of time on that. today, and we've had some people questioning where it's going, what it's doing. A couple of people have died. Does it exist anywhere else except in the United States?
Well, it was first identified in California in 1962, and it does exist definitely outside of America. So what are the symptoms? There's mild to severe respiratory illness. Now we're talking about this enterovirus D68, the one that it can be a crippler, we think, and definitely can be a killer, especially in young children who have severe asthma. The mild symptoms, Doug, they include fever, runny nose, sneezing, cough, and body and muscle aches. What does this sound like? This sounds like the flu. Does it sound like maybe even Ebola? Not, there's some crossover. There are unique symptoms to both, but you know, this is going to get more and more difficult. Fortunately, this tends to run its course in summer and fall. So as we move towards the end of fall, we're hoping this is going to go away. But there are severe symptoms that can include wheezing and difficulty breathing. And if this occurs, especially in a young asthmatic child, you definitely want to get this patient to the hospital and to your pediatrician. The virus spreads like other respiratory illnesses through saliva, nasal mucus, or sputum. And how do you protect yourself from this? This is what's most important. You wash your hands. This is the most important, with soap and water for 20 seconds. And most importantly, you want to avoid touching your eyes, nose, mouth, and unwashed hands. This is how doctors stay healthy. They just don't put their hands on their eyes, their nose, and their mouth, and they avoid all this. You want to also avoid close contact, such as kissing, hugging, and sharing cups or eating utensils with people who are sick. Please cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue or shirt sleeve, not your hands, and clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces, such as toys and doorknobs, especially if someone is sick. And very importantly, stay home when you're sick. That's what a sick day is for.
All right. So here, in light of that, I have a guy named Roger who wrote to us about a chronic cough that he'd had for 20 years. He coughs pretty much all the time. It was annoying. He said sometimes embarrassing, causes hoarseness, insomnia, urine leakage, muscle strain. The cough's so bad sometimes it actually once broke a rib. So he wondered, he's had all kinds of people tell him all kinds of things over the years, Ken. Is this caused by asthma, by postnatal drip, somebody told him, by allergies, by sinusitis, by reflux? He's been around the horn here and has resigned himself to living with it.
Well, you identified most of the causes. A chronic cough, we define it, Doug, by 8 weeks or longer in adults, 4 weeks or longer in kids. And the most common causes are tobacco, post-nasal drip, asthma, and acid reflux. And usually, in my experience, you can identify it there. When you don't take care of it with those causes, my experience is it's usually some sort of odd allergy.
Mm-hmm. And so how hard is it to get to the bottom, though, to find out this person's been going through this for 20 years, been to all kinds of doctors, and haven't been able to really solve
it? Sometimes it can be anxiety also. But this person just, I would think, needs to go to a good allergist or a good ear, nose, and throat doctor, and then to a GI doctor. Sometimes it takes all of these different doctors to uncover it.
Wanted to know whether there's any homeopathic solution to it.
You need a diagnosis first.
There you had, but for 20 years, wouldn't you think? He said he had all kinds of diagnoses.
Well, I'd love to talk to the person and find out what kind of evaluation. This is where you don't want to just shotgun something.
No.
You want to find a specific diagnosis.
888-553-7536 for Dr.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
After the hour now on the Good Day Weekend Health Extravaganza with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Available to the folks in Central Florida at 800 Lake Cardio, lakecardiology.com. That's his office. That's his clinic. Available he is. I feel like Yoda when I say things like that. Available he is 24 hours a day. I know I find him talking to people and working. When I call him sometimes late at 10 o'clock at night, he's working with people. Doesn't see a whole lot of his wife. Yeah, but does see a lot of a lot of patients.
Well, fortunately, she was busy doing taxes this week everybody.
So that's good.
She's a tax attorney, so she was busy.
Busy doing that stuff. 888-553-7536. The latest pronouncement from the government, the president has reiterated the opposition to the travel ban. And so when you look at that, Ken, you wonder what it is that could make things worse. One can't wonder. If, in fact, that's the case, explain it. Don't just say, how does it make it worse? We can't, in our own mind and our imagination, understand how it could do anything but help. Lock it down. Shut them off. Don't let them out. What's so hard about that? And don't let them into this country in any circumstances.
Doug, when my grandmother came as a little girl from Russia to America, she and her family were isolated in Ellis Island for about a month before they could come into America. And there's a history of doing this throughout the ages to make sure that people don't come into our country who have disease. The people with tuberculosis were sent back. They were quarantined at Ellis Island before they were allowed to come into America. My grandmother used to tell me the stories all the time as she was a little girl waiting to get in.
Well, there's certainly a lot more to the story I guess, and continues to brew and become a fascination in terms, that's probably not the right word, but somehow or other, we are fanatically interested in this. Meanwhile, other medical news this week, the FDA has approved a couple of drugs for pulmonary fibrosis. What's that all about?
This is great news because there is a lung scarring problem that can be due to known causes or just occur. We call this idiopathic. Doctors use the word idiopathic when we mean we really don't know what causes it. You know, doctors just don't want to say, you know, I don't know what causes this, so we have these fancy words. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, scarring of the lungs when we just don't know what it's due to. Horrible disease. There's usually not much hope, but the great news this week is that the first treatment ever for this disease was approved by the FDA. Normally, this is a big deal, and this should be a big deal. This is great hope for a lot of people. The only concern is the cost is $94,000 a year for one of the drugs called Esbriet. That's from Roche. The other drug, Ofev, O-F-E-V, from Boehringer Ingelheim, the cost has not yet been announced. But somehow, hopefully, the insurers will wrap their arms around these drugs. They apparently do prolong. They're not cures, but they will give people longer lives.
All right. And with that comes a warning that I saw this week to doctors. Actually, the warning went to drug makers about gifts to doctors. Legality. This has been something that's been brewing subsurface. Doctors getting paid to act as consultants or researchers in marketing efforts, paying pharmacies or doctors to switch patients from one drug to another, providing scholarship grants for research and other gifts with more than nominal value to doctors. This is something that has been, I remember this first coming up in the Bush administration. Maybe it goes back even further than that.
This has been a story that, you know, is an old story, and I think those of us prudent doctors try to stay as independent as we can, and, you know, there's always a bad apple in the barrel, but what a doctor wants to do is make sure they have objectivity, and once you lose your objectivity in medicine, you're of very little value to your patient.
All right, speaking of objectivity, you've taken a close look at products that we talk about here. That's why you agree to discuss them and tell people about them, such as the case with Provia, this cleansing product that's all natural, that basically, bottom line, cleanses the pores. There are other things that it does, but it cleanses the pores, gets the pores open so the follicles under your scalp can come back, grow, your hair comes back again, and you look like, and maybe when you look like a new person, you feel like a new person, Ken.
And you know, much to everybody's chagrin, there are products that I won't advocate for until I'm convinced that there's good studies showing they're safe and effective and they make sense and there's good value to them. Provia is one that threads that needle of mine. It's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this country see the Provia difference. Diana, one of our listeners from Cambridge, Massachusetts, says to us that her hair is getting thin, mainly around the part line, so she thought she would try it, and she says it really made a difference so quickly, even her hairdresser noticed. She keeps using it since it works so well, and it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works for you. I like it because you get your money back if it doesn't.
And now, when you try Provia, you'll get the new Super Concentrate absolutely free with your order. Dial 800-543-5817. The new Provia Super Concentrate. Dr. Ken says this is a great way for you to reestablish your hairline. 800-543-5817. Will it work for everybody? Maybe not. If it doesn't, then you get your money back. Period. That's it. So the offer is clear. You dial 800-543-5817 to take advantage of it. Provia is the name. Your hair is what it treats. It's safe. Results are guaranteed. 800-543-5817. Again, Provia, 800-543-5817. You were talking about Diana. We have a Diane who's calling us from Alexandria, Louisiana, with a problem she wants to discuss more thoroughly with you. Diana, you're on. I'm sorry, Diane with Dr. Ken. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, Dr. Ken, I had the shingles on my head in April.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was very painful. It felt like somebody was hitting me in the head with a hammer 24/7. Couldn't sleep. Very sick of my stomach. The sores on my head were awful. I went to the doctor twice, nurse practitioner twice. I went to the hospital. I went to a ear, nose, and throat specialist. All they wanted to do was give me a hearing test.
How can we help? What symptoms are you having, Diane? How can we help?
Okay, they put me on. It went away, but I still itch like crazy.
Okay, let me help here. Let me squeeze in here, because this sounds like what we call postherpetic neuralgia, and shingles is not a real walk in the park, and that's why I recommend everyone over 60 to talk to their doctor about getting the vaccine. It's not absolutely effective, but it helps in many people, and it lowers the severity in those who do get it. And even after getting shingles, you still should talk to your doctor about the vaccine. This is the chickenpox virus that we got, those of us who are old enough not to have gotten immunized as children. It stays in our nerves, and then it comes out later in life, and when our immune system is diminished. And it often, after a painful episode with some medication, will go away, but there's this entity called postherpetic neuralgia, and one of the symptoms is this itching. So what do you want to do? What's the treatment? There are a number of things you can do. Usually combinations of these work. Talk to your doctor about lidocaine skin patches, capsaicin skin patches, sometimes even drugs like anticonvulsants and antidepressants need to be used. In real severe cases, even opioid painkillers sometimes are used. But I would start with the skin patches first, either the lidocaine, the capsaicin, or both. And Diana, talk to your doctor. Ask them about postherpetic neuralgia, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Be well, Diane.
888-553-7536. Van in Warner Robins, Georgia, with a slow heartbeat.
For your show, I thank you for the opportunity to get on. I'm a 78-year-old male. I exercise. I walk about 1.3 miles a day. But I do have a low heartbeat rate, around 45 to 50. And I go to various senior groups, and the nurses get a little upset. I do have an irregular heartbeat that I checked with a doctor, a cardiologist at the VA, and he said it's within normal limits. I'm just wondering whether the low heartbeat is a problem, or whether it's, you know, I know it's low, but apparently athletes have low heartbeats.
Van, great question. You know, if you're given the test, what's the normal heart rate range? The normal heart range is 60 to 100. Some will say 60 to 90, but if we want to max it out, the normal heart rate range would be 60 to 100 beats per minute. Now, there are people, like you are mentioning, who have what we call athletic heart, and their heart just contracts more effectively with each contraction, so they need less beats per minute to get the same amount of blood out. When I started in practice in the early 1990s, the late 1980s, I had a few Marines from World War II, and they used to have heartbeats in the 30s, and that made my hair stand up a little bit. The key is whether you're symptomatic with a low heart rate. You know, we're all born with this spark at the top of the heart, and it will wear out over time. But if you're not symptomatic, that is lightheadedness, dizziness, or feeling tired, I'm not so concerned about it. When I get a little bit concerned about it is when the resting heartbeat, not when you're sleeping, because naturally the heart rate will slow down when you sleep, but your awake minimum heart rate, when it gets below 45 beats per minute, I want to make sure that you're not having any symptoms from it. Some people, if they are used to having heart rates in the 70s their whole life, and suddenly it drops down to the 50s, they'll get symptoms. The key with a low heart rate that is less than 60, which is the test, right answer for the test, the key, whether it's of practical clinical significance, is whether it's also associated with symptoms. Lightheadedness, dizziness, feeling like you're going to pass out, you actually pass out, or feeling tired and there's no other explanation. If you have symptoms with a heart rate under 60, then you need to do something about it. Make sure your thyroid is not low, and if your thyroid is not low and you're having symptoms, that's when we make you the $6 million man or woman, and we give you a new spark. That's what a pacemaker is. But if you're not having symptoms from it, enjoy it, because all the studies show that you'll live longer with a lower heartbeat. I guess you just don't wear out your heart as fast.
Well, thank you very much. I don't have any symptoms, and I feel somewhat, greatly relieved, and I feel healthy. I look forward to every day, and I enjoy life, and I enjoy listening to your program.
Thanks, man. Has your heart rate been low for most of your life?
I'm not really sure.
And the next time they get a blood from you, just have them get what's called a TSH. That's a screening test for your thyroid. Just make sure that you're not low in thyroid, and actually, that would be a high TSH, and we probably don't have enough time to explain that kind of feedback. But just make sure they screen your thyroid and it's not underactive.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Van, thanks for calling.
888-553-7536. Okay, the next item has to do with psoriasis and people who have it, what causes it. I've known some people in my life who have had psoriasis, and also the equivalent on your skin, your arms, your legs, whatever. What's it called when it's on your... Is it psoriasis on your head and on your other...
There's psoriatic arthritis when it involves the joints. Psoriasis is like this wilting. It's a very embarrassing illness for patients because they actually literally leave their skin wherever they go. They sit down in a chair and they scale off. It's like having a snake and losing your skin, and you can see the scaliness of their skin wherever they go. It's a very embarrassing problem for so many people, and it's sometimes very challenging to treat. Some good hopeful news here is that this is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Dermatology. We can help a lot of people. Apparently, it seems as though there's an association with blood pressure going very high, and it seems like if you keep the blood pressure under good control, it can help with the severity of the psoriasis. Practical suggestion, if you have psoriasis, make sure you carefully monitor your blood pressure. It'll help the entire body.
All right. So that's included with some of the medical news of the week. Number one item is Ebola. Number two is enterovirus, new drugs, that sort of thing. Dr. Ken keeps up on all the news. You can check out his website, drkenshow.com. There are always a lot of things that we research. Trying to get to the bottom line is important. And when it comes to the research that Ken has done and continues to do with his heart patients, cardiology being his focus at Lake Cardiology in Florida, there are other things, though, that come across his desk. And as a researcher and a scientist, he said a few minutes ago, and one of the things that I respect about him is that he won't just respond to anybody who wants us to sell some product here. We get to a product like GenuCell, which comes from a plant stem cell technology. I've used this stuff, Ken. It has a feeling of like a serum. It's not like water. It's not like oil. It's something that's very unique. And obviously it works because more and more people are trying it all the time for the bags and puffiness, especially since we've had a summer that lots of people have enjoyed a lot of time in the sun because they want to get more vitamin D.
Exactly. Here's another winner, and here's one that can make you feel and look better. Why not look better? It just does your whole body so much better. Ladies and gentlemen, you sure can have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you do that? Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. She tells us, my husband looks 10 years younger using GenuCell. He saw results the first day he used it. I've also had remarkable results. Can't be without it, she tells us. Imagine the bags and puffiness under your eyes gone. That's years off your appearance. GenuCell by Chamonix is an easy choice. GenuCell contains all natural and ingredients at clinically proven concentrations for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Stop using makeup tricks or hiding behind glasses. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with a money-back guarantee.
800-822-6145. Important number for you to have now to take advantage of this secret, especially if you're looking around. Your tan is fading and the bags of puffiness are getting more pronounced. 800-822-6145. Believe us, this works. Or your money back. Combat the wrinkles, facial lines, no Botox, no surgery. 800-822-6145. Genucel, 800-822-6145.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now it's 53 after the hour. A few more moments with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the Good Day Health Weekend program, the most listened to health program around the country each weekend. Ken has great expertise and a great bedside manner. Let's see how he deals with Glenn calling from Redding, California. What's your problem, sir?
Well, good morning and thank you for taking my call. I'm a 74-year-old male. Just as background, 12 years ago I fell, had a hip fracture, and they put 3 screws in 12 years ago. And I'd say that with relationship to about 2 months ago, as I was working, I was still working 8 hours a day like Dr. Ken, only he works 10 hours. My leg from my hip and my knee started aching slowly, and then pretty soon I couldn't walk on it very well. And I found out that if I rested for a while, it went away, but when I started work again after a while, it would return. So I talked to my doctor, and here's what he did. He took x-rays on my hip and back, and then he decided that wasn't enough. Took 2 MRIs, one on my hip and one on my back, and basically the conclusion was they weren't sure what was going on. And so they thought, well, they would try a groin test, a shot. I think it was cortisone they put in there to see if that would help my hip. And it worked for about 3 weeks and did nothing. And so basically...
Glenn, can I just stop you right here? Yeah. I'm You know, I'm a big believer, if you've listened to me before, unless it's an emergency, you don't do shotgun medicine. You don't treat unless you know your diagnosis. And this is what happens. You're frustrated. You're not getting relief. The big problem here is they did imaging, a lot of imaging, and apparently a diagnosis wasn't made. That's an immediate warning. You got to get someone else to look at these images and try to figure out what the diagnosis is. So before they are guessing what to do, and obviously it's not helping or you wouldn't be calling, the big problem here is you need a specific diagnosis. Get your films, get it to another orthopedic surgeon or a neurosurgeon. I would start with a hip specialist. You know, these orthopedic doctors now, they're so subspecialized, many of them. Go and find the nearest. You're in a good part of the world with a lot of expertise in medicine. Find the person nearest to you who is the hip expert. Ask your family doctor, your internist, ask the nurses. Everybody will know. One name will raise up. Go see that doctor. Bring all of your records. Make it easy on the doctor so that everything is there. Make sure they have everything before you get to the office with all your records, and they'll figure it out for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, you're welcome, sir. Our pleasure. 888-553-7536. There's a question that's been floating around for a while that has to do with success. How do you, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, measure success with your patients, the successful health outcome? How is it embraced, the therapies that you prescribe? Are there records? I guess that's the question comes on you and other doctors. You know, what goes on behind the scenes?
How do I measure success?
Yeah.
Well, I that's a great question. You've never asked me that. That's a great question. I do it two ways, subjectively and objectively. So subjectively, what were the symptoms before I treated? Are they improved? That's from the patient's perspective. Then I try to objectively assess that. If I can do some easy way of measuring whether I've improved the situation, that's an objective assessment of whether my treatment has done good. And those are the ways I measure success. And until I have success, you know, I don't want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's one of the things I think bothers a lot of people. And doctors seem to be almost immune, or some doctors seem to be immune from accountability unless they really make a lot of mistakes. And I brought around to remembering how the Japanese do it. They don't pay their doctors unless unless whatever they've prescribed or whatever they tell the patient to do works. If it doesn't work, the patient dies, they don't get paid. Or if the patient gets worse, they don't get paid. They don't get paid up front. Yeah, it is. And very interesting for lots of different reasons. All right, so a lot of recommendations. Dr. Ken says, I think he's recommending that you keep on top of the Ebola information, but don't let yourself get
crazy. Just know.
Know
how to protect yourself, but don't go crazy.
Right. All right. And send email along to me, Doug@DougSteffen.com or Dr. Ken at DrKenshow.com. You can get podcasts of this broadcast at DrKenshow.com or at DougSteffen.com. Every weekend we're here at this time to help you with your health. A good day weekend.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.